Sure. And I would like to have our guest introduce herself. So, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I'm Dotsy Briegel, and I am the founder of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which can be found at nabbw.com, and boomerwomenspeak.com, and that's boomerwomenspeak.com. And my passion is educating and empowering and connecting and supporting boomer women.
Oh, this is fantastic. I am so looking forward to chatting with you today, and I'm thankful that you gave me an opportunity to really hear some things that the organization, the association is doing. So why don't you spend a few minutes telling us about the association?
Sure. Well, the association is called the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, and it's the only association that's dedicated to the issues that concern 38 million of the healthiest, wealthiest, and best educated generation of women to ever hit midlife.
Did you say 38 million?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Yes. And we do that. It's all done virtually through articles, newsletters, updates, teleseminars. We have an excellent teleseminar series, and every month we focus on a different topic of information for boomer women. And let's see, this month in March, our topic is entrepreneurship at midlife. So we have three teleseminars that our members can listen to, and if they can't be on the call, they can read them because we have them transcribed into a PDF file.
Great.
And we also have an audio link. They can listen to them at a later date if they have to.
That's invaluable. Now tell me some of the other topics that you've covered in the past.
We just covered women's health just in February. We had someone talk about heart health. We had someone talking about toxins and toxicity and the burden, our toxic burden, and how it relates to cancer and being well and staying well.
Mm-hmm.
We also, that was last month, several different topics on on women's health. But we do all kinds of things. I mean, we might focus on menopause one month, and then another month we might focus on male menopause. We've had Jed Diamond talk to us about what men go through at midlife and how that is very real.
Mm-hmm.
And we pretty much cover the whole woman.
Oh, this is fascinating. Now, do women that are part of the association have an opportunity to conduct seminars and also submit items of interest to other women?
Oh, absolutely. We have lots of ways for the members to become involved.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, the people that we interview for our teleseminars are members, not always, but the majority of the time. So you can submit information and possibly be chosen to do a teleseminar throughout the year. You can also send us your articles. We have a page on our site that's called Member Articles, and they're viewable to anybody that visits the site, not just members. So the women can post one article a month. We also have other opportunities for self-promotion in our weekly updates that go to members only, and then in our monthly newsletter that goes to thousands of women who have opted in for the newsletter. Plus, there's so much more. I mean, I would really advise people to visit the site and really fish around.
Tell me something. How about in terms of advocacy? For example, we have a lot of our baby boomer women that have disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they are probably a large segment in terms of participation. Are there any advocacy arms or suggestions or supports that are provided?
There really isn't. Like, we are not involved with lobbying or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, if anyone brings something to our attention, we're happy to include the information either on our site or in our newsletters.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I know caregiving at this point, too, is a big issue for a lot of baby boomer women who are caregivers for their parents.
Oh, sure. And we have an expert. The way our association works is we basically have an expert for almost every topic and that women are experiencing at midlife. So Barbara Friesner is our elder care expert.
Great.
She writes an article a month, and she keeps us informed. She has, you know, a book. She has a CD and, you know, products to help women really address the issue before it's an issue.
Now, if women wanted to join, because I think the goal should be that all 38 million of us should be part of this association.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Because you know what I say, Rosie, is that what we are currently doing, we are doing for our membership. And as it grows, we don't have to do a whole lot more to do the same thing for a larger membership.
Right, right.
So, you know, we hold the teleseminars. It just means they're available to more people.
That's great.
Right. So, and women can join right through the site, and it's $75 a year.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and there are all of the teleseminars we've done in the past are archived in the members section, in the members only section. So, you don't only get what's coming up; you get what you also get what we've done in the past.
You know, these days, content-driven teleseminars can range anywhere from $10 to $100 or even more. So just the idea of paying just $75, you get your full value in terms of a whole university of information.
Oh, absolutely. And
that's
the fun
great.
Part is you can be on the calls, too, and you can have your own questions answered. You can network with the person who does the teleseminar after the call. And you know, there are lots of other benefits to the association. We also offer free legal and financial advice through email. So, you know, you can correspond and ask pretty basic questions and have those answered. Then we also have discounts on, like, travel and skincare and jewelry, different things like that. We also have discounts on coaching at midlife. So if there are women who are interested in reinventing themselves, you know, they can use one of our coaches. And then also the tangible things that you get are that we have a one-year subscription to Me Magazine, which is produced by the woman, Jeannie Linders, who wrote and produced Menopause the Musical. She has a magazine. So you get a one-year subscription to that, and then you also get a one-year subscription to Grand Magazine, which is the national magazine for grandparents.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so there's, you know, there are, and then there's also discounts on advertising at Boomer Women Speak, and Boomer Women Speak is our first site, which actually was launched over 5 years ago. And on that site, we have women's stories. So anything that women have experienced from an early age to present, they have written about and submitted. And we have just a ton of stories about baby boomer women that other women,
that's
of course,
powerful.
Connect with. But really the biggest piece of that other site, of the Boomer Women Speak site, is our forum community.
Right,
and, right. We have women in there posting 24/7 about all things boomer women. And by that I mean the very same things that you would talk to your sisters or friends or colleagues about, you know, like caring for your aging parents. Or we have a political forum. We also have a girlfriends forum, one for books and movies and recipes. But in addition to that, we have the whole realm of relationships. You know, what the, if you're going through something as a step-parent, you can post in there and women correspond with you about that. But anyway, we have over 60 forum topics, so it's really worth anyone's while to go to the Boomer Women Speak site and click on the Visit Our Forums button, and you'll see right before your very eyes many, well, thousands, hundreds of thousands of topics in there.
You know, this is interesting because I just got an inquiry not too long ago from someone who said, listen, Rose, I'm about to leave my job, but I won't carry the benefits with me. Now, I'm going to start my own business. Now, do you know of any resources for women like myself who are starting their own business, but they still need to be able to pay into their benefit package at an affordable price?
Right.
And I think that this association might be able to help.
Yeah, we can certainly direct people in the right way to get the information that they need.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, there's also the forum community where women can just go in and ask. And then, you know, someone once said to me, oh, you know, don't you feel like Ann Landers, and isn't this a lot of responsibility to manage this forum community and keep everyone getting along? But really, I am not Ann Landers. Everybody in the forum community is Ann Landers,
right.
except that everyone that's in there has had a different life experience. So if
right.
someone comes in and is in the middle of divorce or considering divorce, and this happens often, and they post something, people respond who have been divorced, who've never been divorced, who've never been married. So you get a lot of different perspectives.
A powerful resource machine.
Absolutely. It really is. And it's fun. It's not all heavy stuff.
Right, right.
I mean, you can go in there sometimes and just laugh out loud.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And we all need that laughter. It's therapeutic.
We absolutely do.
Now, Nancy, before we finish, I do want you to share a bit about the e-zine.
Oh, yes. We have an e-zine, which is called Boomer Women's World. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is sent to anyone who signs up for our newsletter on a monthly basis. It always goes out the 15th of the month.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're a member of the association, you also get a weekly update with information that pertains to members only.
Great.
But in the newsletter, there's always an introduction to kind of tell you what's happening with the site. We also share our latest media information because we get a lot of media attention. We'll share a testimonial, maybe some ads, and then we have a featured member and a featured associate each month. We also share offers that members of our association are interested in sharing. We do 3 book reviews a month, and then we also include the articles that are written by our experts at the association.
Mm.
And you know, we often have contests, so we'll include information for contests. So it's packed. It's a really packed, newsletter that is very worthwhile for women at midlife who are interested in just staying informed and just being passionate about the life they're living.
This is wonderful. I'll be honest with you. When I hang up from you, I do plan to join.
Oh, well, good. We'll love to have you, and I think it'll be a wonderful resource for you.
I am very excited, and I'm also very excited and thankful that you took the time to share this valuable resource with me and hopefully others that are listening to this call.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. And before I end, why did you ever bother to do this? You have to let us know.
Well, I'll tell you, it was actually created during a valley in my life.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had just died. My 3 kids were seniors in high school looking at college.
Okay.
And I had always been a stay-at-home mom, so I had a void in my
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm a very faithful person, I was very prayerful about what God was calling me to do next.
Right.
And since my passion is other women and educating other women, I just feel like I was called to this.
I believe it. I believe it. And you're doing it so well, and you've been a blessing to many people.
Oh, well, thanks. It's God at work through me is mm-hmm. really how I view the whole thing. And so, you know, if I'm blessing people, it's God who's blessing them through me. And I think you understand that.
Oh, yeah. And just after listening to you, I'm also convinced that the best is truly yet to come.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have to aim toward that $38
million.
Can you imagine how powerful that's going to be?
That would be wonderful.
Well, Dotsie, thank you so much. And I understand your daughter is at home, and
yes.
hopefully you guys can just enjoy yourself.
Yes, she's home for her college break. So I'm looking forward to doing something fun with her this afternoon.
Good, good. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
And take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.